Sports Minutes with Elliot Danker and Ziaul Roshan.
Money FM 89.3. It is now time for Sports Minutes. Elliot Danka and Ziaul Roshan. It's an episode that's unexpected, just for context. We were planning something else, something a lot more interesting, but then this happened overnight. Can you imagine the Liverpool fans that woke up this morning?
I mean, the good news for Liverpool fans that woke up is their Prata establishments giving out 2 free kosongs.
They really are?
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you which one in a short while. But you have to rock up in a Liverpool jersey. But jokes aside, you're absolutely spot on. For those who tuned in overnight, as well as to those who woke up to the news, it's a hammer blow to the title ambitions.
Oh, hammer blow is the word. So Liverpool suffering a 2-0 defeat to their Merseyside rivals, Everton. Good goals, by the way, scored by someone who hasn't scored in a while. Dominic Calvert-Lewin scoring one, and Jarrod Branthwaite scoring the other, the first goal, that is. The question I have is, which is worse, the fact that this deal's a title blow or it's a Merseyside blow?
I think it's a bad combination of both if you're of the Liverpool persuasion, purely because to lose in the run-in is already bad enough, but to be dealt a blow by your immediate rivals who have suffered points deduction, are in a difficult place themselves and are desperate for 3 points. To add to that, the fact that it's 2 Everton lads born and bred, yeah, Jarrod Branthwaite and Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who scored, I think that's the issue here, and that's why it's so difficult for Jurgen Klopp and the fans.
And let's be fair, as well, if you were thinking that this would be an easy 3 points, especially on the back of Chelsea losing that badly to Arsenal the day before, think again, because like what you brought up, this is a club that has lost points. This is a club that's fighting for survival, and you can never underestimate. So if it's like bottom of the league, more or less done and dusted, okay, fine. But when they are hovering, that's the one that's dangerous.
Exactly, it is. And I think Liverpool found out the hard way, right, in terms of going up against a team that has so much to play for. But ultimately, I just feel, we talk about Arsenal trouncing Chelsea the night before, it's that goal scoring that's been Liverpool's Achilles heel in the past few weeks, that they are so wasteful in front of goal. And that's not something I've said about a Jurgen Klopp Liverpool team in the years gone by. But this season, it's really caught up, especially in the past 2 months or so.
Yeah, it feels like an episode of American Idol when your last 3 become your last 2, and Simon Cowell is there saying, "That was a terrible choice, mate."
It was a terrible choice. I think Simon Cowell might be saying that to Darwin Nunes, who missed a hatful of chances in the first half, especially. I know we talk a lot about Liverpool's problems going forward, right? Scoring the goals.
Yeah.
But defensively as well, on the flip side, Arsenal are so tight at the back. I think they've conceded like 5 goals in the whole of 2024 compared to Liverpool, who've conceded, I think it's about 18. That itself is a problem. I know Liverpool have been hard done by with injuries as well, but it's no excuse going into this end of the season. And we talked about it plenty of times, giving Jurgen Klopp that fitting farewell.
Yeah.
It seems like it's not going to happen now.
And we're going to listen to some fans and get their comments on this latest development. But to what you said, you know, it really comes down to, was the ideology of Jurgen Klopp's farewell something of a pressure cooker to the back four? Because I was having a conversation, and I don't know whether you agree, and this has to do with Manchester United, obviously. Harry Maguire, how he has transformed, how he has turned the tide for himself. And this friend of mine says, well, it was a captain's armband, and you can kind of see Bruno Fernandes facing the same thing with the captain's armband. I said, I disagree. I feel it's easier to criticize someone when they are in a position to concede a goal versus someone to score a goal.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's why strikers are paid the big bucks almost, because they're expected to score. As compared to a defender, it's more unfashionable in that sense, and it's more magnified when they do end up
when
conceding.
When a mistake is made, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But again, with this Liverpool team, I don't know if it's a case of the timing of the announcement perhaps giving a shot up the arm, because there was an uptick in fortunes when Jurgen Klopp had initially announced it, and then now it's all gone a bit flat. So I don't know if it's the timing of the announcement. You talked about the Liverpool fans. I reached out to at least 4 Liverpool fans once the result came through, because I watched the games overnight. Here's 2 of them speaking to me, Farah and Imran, and here's their thoughts on the title race as well as Jurgen Klopp's legacy.
Tonight was really a tough pill to swallow as a Liverpool fan, but unfortunately, that is the title in season over for us. You cannot say that you are trying to challenge for the title and drop points in that manner against your rivals. And you know, it's not just tonight. For weeks now, we've looked a sad shadow of ourselves. All the hunger, passion, and mentality is completely gone. And our recent performances and results, I feel, is unacceptable if you are looking to be champions, especially in such a highly competitive league like this one. I mean, losing is one thing, but it's really the way that we have completely whimpered out in such a pitiful manner that is so painful to me. And there is no one else that we can blame but ourselves, because I felt that this was a season that promised so much, and I truly feel like these players have let everyone down so badly. And the only person I feel sorry for is Jürgen Klopp, because this is going to be his farewell, and we all know that he deserves so much more. He has given me some of the best moments of my life as a Liverpool fan, and I'm sure thousands of others can attest to that. He is one of the greatest managers the club has had and will forever be a Liverpool legend, and I wish him all the best in the future. For now, though, I just want us to pick ourselves back together, finish strong, focus on finishing at least in the top four, and hopefully look forward to a much needed rebuild next season.
Title is definitely over for Liverpool. We have only ourselves to blame with poor performances over the past few weeks, a few games that really brought the morale down, not taking the umpteen chances that we have had, goals win you matches, and if you don't score them, there you go. As for Klopp's legacy, he will live in our folklore. You know, he's the best thing to ever to happen to us in a long while. It could have ended better, but we will still send him off in the manner that he deserves. With a trophy and a top four, is still a good season, as what I predicted at the start of the season.
So you reached out to four fans and you only got two clips. I'm guessing the other two are words that cannot be aired.
No, not at all. I'm glad you picked up on that point. Well done, Elliot. The reason I said I reached out to four and only two were included is one said, I'm not in the mood to talk.
Okay.
The second one, who declined to get involved in Sports Minute, said, it's all part of the master plan, bro. We want to make this so bad that Jürgen Klopp says he wants to stay on. So you can see they're trying to find...
He's been talking to Erik ten Hag.
Possibly. But I just want to make this point about Jürgen Klopp citing fatigue as a reason to hang up the boots, or I don't know what you would call it for manager's equivalent, but citing fatigue as a reason, right? It almost seems like the Liverpool players are fatigued. Whether that's part of being on this farewell tour, I don't know. But ultimately, as we heard from Farah and Imran, I think the players have to be held accountable, because there's going to be a lot of change at that club. And Jürgen Klopp, a character like Jürgen Klopp leaving, is going to have a big knock-on effect. It's up to the players to, I use that word again, keep the standards up when the new manager comes in.
You know, that, and I want to pick issue with this farewell tour thing, and I have a constructive question to ask. I think too much emphasis is placed on the farewell tour, right? Take, for example, myself, and just trying to be relatable. I'm obviously going off air from the 30th of April, and I have been pressuring myself to get that farewell guest. Wow, some big person that I can talk to, Prime Minister maybe. It's not possible. Mm. So I will not have that high, but am I putting too much emphasis on that? Coming back to the last fan that spoke, actually one trophy, four, top four finish, that's good enough. We take away the farewell aspect, is it good enough?
I guess considering where Liverpool started the season, as Imran alluded to, it is okay. It's progress based on last season.
Yeah.
But I think along the way, there are inflated expectations as well.
That's
right?
A problem.
And coming back to your point, referencing your own farewell as you bid goodbye to Money FM in that sense. You mentioned in closed doors that it's about putting the listener first. I just want to pick up on that.
Okay.
And I feel like this farewell tour put the farewell first rather than the football first, and therefore Liverpool are in a difficult spot now because there was too much emotion involved in it. And that's something I picked up in that closed door meeting we had when your decision was announced to the team as well, in terms of, yes, there is emotion. Football is an emotional sport, but you cannot let that rule it when the whistle goes, I feel.
You're right to say that, and I think there's something fundamentally wrong here, and the one thing that has unfortunately undone Liverpool, all this speculation on who's going to take over. Look, even if it was going to be Xabi Alonso, why, I mean, the media obviously has a part to play, but everyone should have just shut everything out. Like now, the latest being the Feyenoord boss, Arnie Slot, the manager of Feyenoord in the Eredivisie in the Netherlands. I'm sure a lot of criticism has come up because of that, but just put it aside. Mm. Finish the season. You've still got some. It's a Euro this year, right? Yeah, don't worry. Just let the big bosses deal with it.
You're absolutely right. But as you and I know, regardless of what industry we're in, it does cloud the judgment.
That's
slightly.
A sad thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the pawns in the greater picture do get caught up in the emotion. And I think that's what's happened. You're absolutely spot on. Objectively, Liverpool perhaps should have dealt with it such that the handover was sorted out earlier. Now it's a bit them chasing their own tails in terms of a replacement. But I think the good news is now the pressure's off. Because really? Liverpool, by all accounts, are out of the title race.
Like, they can and Barca?
Possibly. There might be a U-turn there as well. But I think now Liverpool can give Jürgen that proper farewell without any baggage or any pressure, rather, to deliver. And I think that is something Jürgen Klopp deserves. Look, as a Manchester United fan, it's easy for me to come out and mock Liverpool's fortunes here. But I think objectively, as a football fan, Jürgen Klopp is a character that's galvanized Premier League football as well as football in general. And he deserves a fitting farewell. If he were to make a U-turn, again, as a Manchester United fan, that's the last thing I want. But football perhaps deserves that. Could we see that happen? I highly doubt so.
Yeah, highly doubt it. So let's try and call it right now, even though there's still a couple more matches to go. It's a two-horse race. Can we confirm this? Arsenal versus Manchester City. Who do you think is going to edge it? I mean, you're talking about the head-to-head Man City's games coming up, the likes of Fulham. There's a West Ham. West Ham might be tricky, might be not, considering they're in the news for wanting to look for a new manager. There is an FA Cup final, but that's after the league, so they don't have to think about that one yet. I don't know. I feel City in a good spot.
Mathematically, it's City's title to lose because they are in the driver's seat, and I'm looking at Arsenal's remaining four fixtures. They have the North London Derby coming up.
Sure.
Then they face a Bournemouth team who are doing quite well under their new manager, and then it's Manchester United, and they finish the season at Everton. So on paper, not straightforward.
Not straightforward, yeah.
But the way Arsenal are purring, the way Arsenal are clicking into gear, and I've backed them all season, I think Arteta's going to do something.
Sports Minutes on Money FM 89.3.